Not going quietly, think TikTok. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 23rd day of September. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Stocks tumbled again today as the Fed offers a somber warning on the economy. Volkswagen is on a mission, and you are the target. Scams are on the rise, and we'll share some of the more inventive ones. Who's responsible for the lack of small business capital? You might be surprised. We've got the Wall Street Report, and this is Climate Week, and big firms are working to adjust how they impact the climate. We'll have some examples. The news is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Well, the owner of TikTok is asking a federal judge in Washington for a preliminary injunction to block the Trump administration from removing the social network from U.S. app stores. TikTok faces a deadline this weekend to get a sale of its U.S. operations approved or face a de facto ban in the United States stemming from an August 6th executive order by President Donald Trump. The injunction request, filed by TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance, challenges new Commerce Department rules that would see TikTok removed from app stores starting this month and require changes to its core functionality that the company says would effectively shut it down in the U.S. entirely by mid-November. From the legal filing, quote, TikTok has made extraordinary efforts to try to satisfy the government's ever-shifting demands and purported national security concerns. In the absence of preliminary injunctive relief, the August 6th order and the prohibitions will cause plaintiffs irreparable harm, end quote. In yet another lawsuit against the Trump administration, Tesla has sued to block the administration from collecting tariffs on part of the electric car maker's imports from China. The company is seeking an order declaring the duties unlawful and a refund with interest of amounts it has already collected. Tesla uses computer parts from China that have a 25% tariff attached to them, which in turn pushes down the profitability of the Model 3 electric car. The Trump administration's explanation of tariffs on imports from China under Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974, get this, has drawn hundreds of suits in the Court of International Trade. The major stock averages dropped like a rock today in the face of an even more somber economic statement from the central bank, saying that the economy may take longer than normal to recover unless the government steps in with a solid stimulus package. Well, investors took notice. Federal Reserve Vice Chairman Richard Clarida, like Fed Chair Jerome Powell before him, reiterated the central bank believes that additional fiscal support will be needed to lift the U.S. economy out of its coronavirus-related downturn. Stock markets have traded lower the first 3 weeks of September on fears that rising coronavirus infections worldwide could lead to further lockdowns, and a lack of another U.S. fiscal stimulus package is still bothering everybody. I'll share the numbers from Wall Street in just a bit. Volkswagen is on a mission, and you are the target. The company is setting a high bar for the first electric vehicle it will build around the globe. The carmaker will aim to pick off buyers of some of the industry's best-selling SUVs with a compact ID.4 crossover, which will compete with the likes of Toyota's RAV4, Honda's CR-V, and Subaru's Forester. Scott Keogh is the CEO of VW's U.S. unit, and he today said, quote, "The battleground is not how I can continuously turn over a couple hundred thousand people. The trick is how do I draw the 4 million people that are buying cars every year," end quote. It is an plan, but given the price point of the VW ID.4 at less than $40,000, it's a firm possibility. And then there's an extra boost. VW's electric models are eligible for the full $7,500 federal tax credit that Tesla and General Motors customers have already used up. Add to that, multiple states also offer several thousand more in incentives, allowing VW to position its electric vehicle as a bargain relative to the average price Americans pay for new cars and trucks. The carmaker will also offer free charging for 3 years through Electrify America, the subsidiary VW established in the wake of its diesel emissions scandal. Well, scams are impacting both the young and the old, and they are on an increase. According to federal data, young people reported losing money to fraud more often than older people, with 43% of respondents in their 20s confessing to losing money to scams. Only 15% of those in their 70s reported the same thing, but older people tend to lose more money. The median loss for individuals in their 70s was $751. It was $400 for people in their 20s. Stacker rounded up retirement scams seniors and everybody should watch out for. Using independently verified sources, they highlighted some of the most common and dangerous scams that target older folks. From Medicare scams to reverse mortgage scams to counterfeit anti-aging product scams, the scams can be both financially and emotionally draining. Here's a couple of interesting scams that we thought we'd share with you from Stacker. This first one we didn't see coming, and it's pretty inventive. It's called the Instagram scam. How does it work? Scammers use Instagram, and they view the photos and videos that you like and accounts that you follow. And then they try to hook you up with a scam based on your interests. So, for example, if you follow accounts that post photos of Paris, someone might send you a direct message offering cheap tickets to the city. But when you click on the link to claim your tickets and provide your personal or banking information, guess what? The link steals it. How about the counterfeit prescription drug scam? Scammers may post ads for prescription drugs at super low prices. Buyers should be aware that these drugs might be contaminated, have no active ingredient, or include the wrong dosage of active ingredients. And once they have your payment source, say goodbye to your cash. How about one more? How about the vacation rental scam? Now, this is pretty inventive as well. Scammers will concoct an entire vacation rental listing down to the details, promising great amenities or a lower-than-normal price if you book right now. Then, when excited vacationers show up at the property, they find it doesn't exist. Neither does your money. Bottom line, if it sounds too good to be true, well, you know, it isn't. For a complete list of these scams, Google Stacker Scams and you're in. Boston Federal Reserve President Eric Rosengren blamed the nation's largest banks for the lack of activity in the Main Street Lending Program. The program can provide up to $600 billion worth of credit to small and mid-sized businesses, but less than $5 billion has been used. This is what he said, quote, "None of the nation's largest banks are currently active in the program," end quote. The Boston Fed chief also said he expects a slow economic recovery and believes additional stimulus is very much needed. Stocks declined again today as central bank officials warned that more fiscal stimulus is needed to rescue a struggling U.S. economy. The Dow was off by a whopping 525 points to close at 26,763, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq shed 330 points to end the day at 10,632. The S&P 500 was off by 78 points to end the session at 3236. Amazon, Apple, and Netflix were all down by more than 4% to lead the tech group lower. Facebook slid 2.3% and Alphabet dipped 3.5%. Microsoft pulled back by 3.3%. Now, those declines added to an already steep tech loss for the month. Investors have faced a slew of headwinds this month, including a rising number of global coronavirus cases and uncertainty around further U.S. fiscal stimulus. Earlier this week, the UK said it would impose stricter measures to curb the coronavirus outbreak there. On the stimulus front, lawmakers are still struggling here in the United States to move forward with a new package. So what's next? Weekly jobless claims are set for release tomorrow morning, along with new home sales numbers. And finally, there is this. As Climate Week gets underway, some of the biggest companies in the world have announced new plans to combat climate change. General Electric, for one, said it's going to stop building coal-fired power plants, while Morgan Stanley vowed to cut the emissions from its clients and projects it finances to net zero within 30 years. As with all the climate-related announcements, however, it's one thing to set a goal and another to actually achieve it. Yesterday, Amazon announced a new climate-friendly program to help consumers shop for sustainable products. Walmart said it would use only renewable electricity by 2035 and take its global operations to zero emissions within 20 years. All good for the climate, if it happens. Well, that's a wrap for this edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for coming by. By the way, if you want to reach us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.